This is an artist's impression of what Northwest Cape will look like in a couple of years' time. This is the enormous spider web of aerial wires that will be supported by no less than 13 tall radio masts. And here behind this artist's impression is the base of the centre mast of them all, Tower Zero, they call it. And in a few months' time, Australian and United States Steel will begin climbing up here a quarter of a mile into the sky. When Tower Zero is finished, it will weigh more than 500 tons, and it'll be held in place against the cyclonic winds of more than 100 miles an hour by great blocks of concrete. They call them anchor blocks, and they're sitting out there, buried in the sandy wasteland of this stretch of Northwest Cape. All told, there'll be 89 anchor blocks planted in the sand like a crop of potatoes. And with every cubic yard of concrete that's poured, the Australian-American alliance is cemented more firmly. At present, Exmouth is little more than a caravan park for 150 people, a third of them children. But in 2 years' time, Exmouth should have a population of 1,500, including about 200 Australian families and 130 families from America. The quarter-acre blocks on which they'll live have been allocated so that Australians and Americans will be sprinkled evenly across the town, rather than in national groups. But there are some who much prefer Northwest Cape to the world they see outside. One of them is Mrs. Betty Lefroy, whose husband leases 400 square miles of the Cape as a sheep station. Her only grumble, she said, was about the almost annual cyclones that crossed the Cape. Mrs. Lefroy, what sort of things do you have to contend with living here at Exmouth Gulf Station?
Well, when you say things, I think as far as a woman's concerned, there's not terribly much inconvenience with living in the north. We learn to do our ordering by mail and make our social life with our neighbours. We have the beach. I don't really think there's anything I could grumble about. Living up here, no. Only the aftermath of our, which could be yearly, cyclones.
What sort of things happen here during a cyclone?
Well, as far as a woman's concerned, quite a lot of mess to clean up afterwards, which doesn't please anyone, I don't think, apart from the worry of stock losses, and gardens are all just, well, trees are blown down, and trees and the lawns are all browned off, and the house is half the time full of water overnight, which doesn't make it very easy at all with small children. Now the children are away, well, things are much easier. You've only got to think for yourself or fend for yourself overnight, which they usually come at night time.
Well, what makes you want to stay here and survive despite the cyclones?
I've been asked that lots of times, and I feel if one says, well, if you didn't want to stay, you wouldn't be here, would you? It just grows on you, the north, or the isolation of freedom away from the city. Accustomed to it.
Do you think the American radio base, 40 miles away up there, will make much of a difference to your life?
Well, the radio base will make quite a bit of difference in one respect. There'll be population and a town if we desire to go for any reason. It's a little bit late for children to be educated there. Ours have already gone away, but if they'd been younger, we could have benefited in that part. But, I think a town is... Well, in one sense, the further away you are, the better, the way we've lived for so many years. But it's nice to know it's there if we want a haircut or do some personal shopping.
The camp is run by an American subcontractor, and its menus are graced each morning with pancakes and maple syrup. Other times, there might be Hawaiian baked ham or even New York steak with mushroom gravy. When the radio base is commissioned in mid-1966, just over half its staff of 500 will be Americans. Unlike any other spot in Australia, the Australian-American alliance will have a very real meaning here. Not simply in the cold, hard words of a defence agreement, but in man-to-man chats over the back fence. This is where Australia will live with America.